This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Research in Austin between 2008 and 2011 on their path-breaking institution of sequential lineups as a reform in their criminal justice system have substantially reduced mistaken identifications, with little or no reductions in accurate identifications. Such lineups omit the investigating officer and may or may not include any suspects. First woman president has been elected in Taiwan. Sanctions have now been lifted over Iran after they successfully fulfill requirements of the nuclear treaty. 70% of Italian gynecologists and up to 83% in some conservative areas are conscientious objectors to the national law allowing abortions up to 90 days after gestation. Under new guidelines to the Affordable Care Act, doctors and hospitals cannot require patients to state a reason for requesting their records and cannot deny access out of a general concern that patients might be upset by the information. In Maine, smaller cities unable to afford to maintain themselves can go through a petition that disorganizes the town and moves them under state control as part of the unorganized territory that goes back to original statehood when they were called the Wild Lands and still cover half of the state. Drake's video for Hotline Bling has been viewed nearly 350 million times on YouTube. Criminals on dating sites bilked victims out of $200 million in 2015. Wisconsin's Governor Scott Walker has now proposed a new civil service bill that replaces anonymous exams with resumes that are shielded from public view as private personnel records, opening the door to cronyism and racial and gender bias, among other things like extended probationary periods. By some reports, there are now 1,600 medical centers in the U.S. that can claim to be included on a top 100 honor roll, grade A, or best hospitals list. Burnout rates for doctors are now 50%. One proposal for narrowing the gender gap is to publish everyone's salary so that women know what they should be asking for. The Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.